Bob Kinkle's first break in the recording industry was trash.
Hefty, hefty, hefty.
Remember that one? Kinkle was a co-creator of the iconic 1980s Hefty Trash Bags commercial. The Williamsville native, who was working in New York City at the time, cashed in on that trash ad.
At some point, I remember being kind of terrified. I said, well, I guess that's the only thing I'll ever be known for.
Right.
And that'll be it.
No worry needed. By the 1990s, that trash would be supplemented by Flash, Trans-Siberian Flash.
So this is where that's me playing the piano, just combining the two themes. I was just kind of noodling around. That's one of those moments where you go, oh, they fit. And so built that for the whole middle section. Because you have, you know, the left hand's playing the da-da-da-da, and then God rest me, in general, on the top.
Listening to Christmas Eve Sarajevo 1224, Kinkle remembers playing the song that started Trans-Siberian Orchestra. He's one of the musicians who helped create the band. In 1996, after several years working in the recording studio with composer Paul O'Neill and the metal band Sabotage, Kinkle played a key role in starting TSO. Chris Caffrey, one of the original Trans-Siberian guitarists, says Kinkle was gifted at making O'Neill's wildly creative ideas come to life.
You know, Paul's a visionary, and when he would think about a classical piece going into the hard rock world and realm, you know, it was something about when Paul and Bob would do that together that was really magical.
For more than a decade, Kinkle served as TSO's East Coast tour keyboardist and musical director. He co-wrote some of their greatest hits, including Wizards of Winter.
It feels good to have, you know, made something that kind of leaves your mark,
yeah,
if you will, you know, in the world.
Kinkle left TSO in 2010, returning full-time to New York, where he now works out of his own studio as a producer and composer.
He was able to breathe a little bit and had, you know, for the first time in a long time, had time for himself, had time, you know, to even decide, you know, who he was separate than Trans-Siberian Orchestra, because Trans-Siberian Orchestra was him.
Dina Finney is Kinkle's girlfriend, creative partner, and his former Trans-Siberian colleague. Along with Finney's collaborator, Heather Hawley, the pair has been working with 16-year-old singing star Jackie Evancho on original music and a Christmas album.
Working with Bob was really fun because he's like a very interesting character. He's warm and inviting, and he's like a genius with music. It's like he sits down, and the way that we would pick up a pen and pencil and just write down words, he can do that with music, and it's just, he makes it seem so simple and easy.
Kinkle makes it seem that way, but as he'll tell you, it's not.
It's like it happened twice to me. First was like the Hefty thing. That was basically the first real jingle I'd ever done, and that went boom.
Right.
And then, you know, Christmas Eve Sarajevo just went boom. So I was like,
right. Cool.
You know, you always do the first thing. You're like, oh, this is easy. Yeah. And then it never is again.
It might be trash. It might be flash. But creating a smash is never simple. In Long Island City, this is Tim O'Shea of the Buffalo News on WBFO.